Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Deirdre O'Kane podcast with SJ and Eva B. We are a three-way Zoom podcast and thanks for listening.
Just telling Eva about our weekend with my parents.
Yeah, you got the weather.
Oh, listen, we had a gorgeous time and there were, you know, we did all of the walks and the picnic. They were blown away with Dunleary.
I'll tell you something else, for Kerry people to be impressed with Dunleary.
Oh, listen, they were impressed.
That's a delight. That's
They were like, they were just gobsmacked with it because the last time they were there was years ago and I think it was very run down then. But like on Sunday, the sun was splitting the stones and then I only took them as far as the East Pier for the picnic on the Sunday and we found a lovely little nook and it was really warm and then I took them up by the stalls near the library and everyone's out and eating. There's all these stalls every Sunday throughout the year and everybody was out sitting on the lawn and walking the pier and it's just beautiful. It's just
when the sun shines, it does. I mean, the sunshine is everything, you know, because on a grey day, it's just great. Yeah. Those stalls and everything about it doesn't matter what you put on, no matter what fanfare you're putting on, it's grey. Yeah. And cold and wet. And it's miserable and it looks miserable. So the sun is everything. And it's just everything. So it was absolutely thrilled your parents got. Yeah.
It was great. And also, like, we hadn't seen each other for a year. One year.
Amazing. Wow. I can't believe that. Such a long time. When you were saying it was a year.
Yeah. But it was just lovely. And we went to the 40 foot on Saturday and the weather was gorgeous. And anyone who knows my parents knows that they are all about the picnics. Like, they are picnic superstars.
Amazing.
And so they're on my home turf, so I prepared the picnic, and or at least I bought the things for the picnic. And it's always, you know, like the ham, the cheese, the coleslaw, the chicken and the chicken coleslaw and potatoes, the custard creams for my dad. And I was like, okay, and when we get down to the 40 foot, I don't really know, but I know there'll be a place to get a cup of tea and a cup of coffee because my dad likes the cup of coffee after a sandwich and my mother has the cup of tea with the sandwich. That'll have the spice. Like, this is how they do it, right? It is a fine art and they have it down and I've known this to be the case for 40 years. So
amazing.
But I hadn't, and Ellie knows as well, but when we got down to the 40 foot and there was a lovely bench, and I was like, I'm going to find them a bench and the whole thing. And we got down there and I had my trolley to light with the trolley. I
bought one of the trolley is a triumph.
The trolley's a triumph.
You got your trolley.
Oh, I got the trolley. Listen, that's like...
Well, without the trolley, you'd be lost.
You can't do anything. In that trolley, I had the towels for the swimming togs, all of the picnic stuff, all of, you know, like, everything was in the trolley.
Yeah, and you're not hauling.
You're not hauling the shit down.
It's a great idea.
Ellie just thinks I have no pride at all to be carting it around. And I'm like,
no other way to be carrying wine home from the supermarket than with a trolley.
Only for the booze run.
And a big bag of ice. Alone. You know what I mean?
And the bag of ice, like, and the milk and the wine and all of the other bits that you didn't think you needed. Anyway, so we get down there and I'm making the sandwiches. And then I said to Ellie, I said, okay, there should be like a cafe around here. Can you go and get the tea and the coffee? In his face, he's like, what? I said, yeah, my mom and dad are going to need a cup of tea and a cup of coffee. I was like, look, you know what? I could tell by his face. I was like, it's fine. I'll do it. And he's looking at me as though I'm being ridiculous. And I'm looking at him trying to explain how they want it. And they were like, my mom and dad are like, what is it? And I was like, no, I'm just going to go find a place to get a cup of tea and coffee. And they didn't say, oh, no. It was okay. Yeah. Lovely. So I'm like,
you needed a flask, Nuala. Had you not a flask?
I didn't buy a flask. Yeah, like, so for their next visit, the next visit, all these learning curves. And Ellie was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. So he walks off and I go chasing after him. I'm like, just you go make the sandwiches. I'll go find the tea and coffee. And at this stage, I'm like, oh my God.
You've done everything. You've carded everything down in the back. So you're like, you know, you're planning. Trying to please people. Yeah. You're up to 90.
Anyway, he didn't quite understand. And I get it because, you know, they've been married for 53 years. My dad has been retired since he was 60. So they do things a certain way. And that's just how they do them. And any sort of change to that.
I was about to ask that. What if you sort of substituted the sandwich for a sausage roll or a cheese sandwich?
It would have been fine, but it's just not the same. You know, they wouldn't have had the same enjoyment.
Yeah.
You know, it's
And so, you want them to be happy. I want them to be happy.
And I know what makes them happy. And so it was just one of those moments in a family day out. It's like, all right.
Everyone can relate to this. You know, your parents, you're trying to please them and you're stressed out of your mind trying to get it all right. Yeah. What happened?
Well, in the end, I shouted at Ellie and I said, you go back, you make the sandwiches and I'll go find a cup of tea and a coffee. How hard can it be? Like, I don't know where we are, but we're in a place with lots of people. There's going to be a cup of tea and coffee somewhere. So I just walked. I just walked up to some guy and I said, sorry, I'm not sure where I can get a cup of tea around here. He's like, oh yeah, just go up the road and take a right. And I went, took a right and there was a cafe and I brought it back down. And at that stage, the sandwiches were made. They were very happy and they were very conscious as well that their own particular way was a cause of upset, but not upset. It's like Ellie and I were able to fight things out, you know, and it's like, and then it's gone. And it's not done. A thing. But it was a kind of an eye opener as well for Ellie to kind of go, oh yeah, like they're very set in their ways in a beautiful way, but they're not difficult either.
When
you embrace those ways and when you just accept them and don't fight against it and go, oh, would you not have an old bottle of water or a can of... No, they like it this way.
And so, you know, they're in their 80s. We will be the same.
Exactly.
I want my tea with my milk, with my biscuit.
Exactly, of course.
I don't want anything else.
And I get it. And I, that's... Well, my mother is not in her 80s yet and she'd be very offended if I said that she was, but my dad is, she almost is, which she's kind of like, she's like, I can't believe it. But it's also quite an Irish sensibility as well, that the cup of tea with the sandwich, I get it. Like,
if you're talking about the best kind of picnic, it's absolutely a cup of tea, a sandwich, and Tato crisps.
And
I want the tea with the sandwich as well.
Exactly.
I get it.
She's absolutely on to a winner. I passed up on the tea because we're carrying like four cups and I didn't, you know, but I didn't. The point is that we all have our thing that we like or we don't like. And when you get older, your time on this earth is limited. And
you've earned it.
You've earned having the picnic the way that you want it, or the cup of tea.
It's a simple pleasure.
But
cup of tea with me picnic glass.
Totally. And that's it. It's a simple ask, but it wasn't so simple. Ellie didn't quite get it. And it created a kind of a cultural dispute where I don't want to have this argument with you right now. My parents need a cup of tea and coffee with their picnic and I'm just going to go and get it. You know, it just, that's how that went. And then in the end, it was fine. Everyone got what they needed. we took them and put all the shit back in the trolley and traipsed it off to the 40 foot. Yeah.
I've got the folks coming this weekend. And like you're saying, they're very, you know, it's never an issue and they are very adaptable. They're always up for trying new things and going new places. And but there is also the element of being, this is how we like it. This is what we do. This is what we do. For my dad, talking about the tea, what he does do, which I just have to laugh at because I've been making him tea for, you know, 30 years.
35 years. 35
years.
Yeah.
Every time without fail. Now, you know how I like it, bag in and out, no milk. Every time. It could be five times one day. Now, you know how I like it, bag in and out, no milk. It's like, I know, I know.
But there's that fear that you'd get it wrong. Yeah. That fear that you'd get it wrong and fuck up his day.
Yeah.
I mean, I know to never bring my mother a cup of tea on its own. To her, that's sacrilege. Who drinks tea on its own? You're either giving me a bit of toast or a biscuit. You don't bring anyone. She's like, tea with nothing. Wouldn't thank you for it.
What's the point?
Wasting my time. Wasting my time. So I'd never bring her a cup of tea that didn't have a little biscuit on the side of the saucer or a little piece of toast.
I get it. Yeah. And so yours are next weekend, Eva.
They're coming on Thursday. They're coming this Thursday. Yeah.
Will you be doing a lot of prep now for that visit?
Will I be doing a lot of prep? I mean, I have all the Ross's family coming up on the Saturday as well. Not all of them, but my brother and sister-in-law and their kids, and maybe his mum. So I will have a house full. The weather's good. I might even barbecue, you know, keep it kind of... I'd say simple. Yeah. It's still not simple.
Yeah, isn't that
everything. It's all, if we're talking numbers, it's all a fucking faff, isn't it? But it's fine. Yeah.
It's a lot of work. It's just, there's no avoiding the amount of work. Yeah. But look, at least the barbecue, you're not washing, using every pot in the house.
No, exactly right. Exactly right. And as long as I get the chicken and ham pie to keep my father happy, he'll expect a pie now. I won't be making that. I'll be buying that now.
Oh, God. You'll be buying everything, surely to God.
Let's be honest here.
And don't forget now, you know how he likes his tea.
Bag in, bag out, no milk.
My father always gave instructions for the tea. I think it's a very male thing.
Maybe it is.
What did you do with that tea, love? God almighty. Very weak. That's a very pale colour. And it wouldn't matter what you did. It was rarely right. My mother always told a great story that when she was a child, her father was very particular about his tea. And she, for some weird reason, was emptying a hot water bottle and decided to make the tea with it. She was trying to not waste the water. She put it into the pot. And she put it into a pot and boiled the water out of that water bottle. Well, apparently the roars were heard across Derry for the rest of the year. This water, she's after poisoning me. What in the name of God is in this
rubbery water? I am, though, fairly picky about my tea as well. Maybe it is just an Irish thing. Like, I don't want it too strong. I don't want it too weak. I don't, you know, too much milk is just, you know, I wouldn't even look at it.
I think the flask, is an investment you were to make.
Oh, big time.
And then everyone could do their own tea. Yeah.
And we always have a flask when we go down to the Kerry and have picnics with them. They have flasks. They're set up. And I just didn't think in advance because I was involving Ellie in it. Like, you know, it became a thing. Yeah, it just became more of a thing than it could
have been. It's funny, isn't it? How stressful you find it when they don't get the needs of your parents. You get so stressed. You're like, Jesus, just get them the thing. This is what they need. This is what you get. And you're just like on the verge of explosion. Don't be questioning it. This is what they need.
That was exactly that what you said just there. That was me. I was like,
hands up in the air.
Don't question.
High pitch voice.
They're my parents. Whatever the fuck they want, they get. That's the rule. Like, that's the rule. You know?
Exactly. Don't try and change it. Oh, my God.
Anyway, there'll be a flask the next time. And that's all there is.
Surreal. Sure, a flask is a great investment. I'm mad for a flask. Yeah. Oh, God. Love a flask.
Listen, a flask and a trolley, Nuala.
No, listen. Oh, the trolley is just a triumph. And I just... can't, I mean, because we're not going to own a car, we're not buying one here, so how else are you going to traipse around town without any wheels, right?
Listen, I have been known to take the buggy sans child empty to the supermarket, to Tesco, to the local shop, because I know I won't be able to carry the bags and just stock up the buggy.
That's what the buggy was for, love. My buggy was only ever full of wine and the bottom bag.
On the subject of children, I need to get your thoughts on WhatsApp groups.
Oh, dear.
I can't. My head's just exploded.
I have always avoided them because they instill complete panic fear into me. And I have avoided them like the plague. And with Jessie's year, there has been a year WhatsApp group at school. Absolutely not on that. That's 90 people. Absolutely not. But I did give in to the class WhatsApp at the beginning when he started 3 years ago. And that's okay. People are kind of, you know, use it wisely most of the time. It gets a bit full on at times and you just sort of, you know, you dip in and out. You look at it when you need to. But Joni started. And I gave in. I gave in. I thought I should really now. It's not a year, but it is 60 people. And I put my name on the list and was added to the group. And within the first 24 hours, it started off bad for me. This, somebody else could think this is absolutely fine. This, I'm just talking from my feelings towards it and how it instills anxiety in me. People were introducing themselves, but there's 60 people. Stop. You don't need to introduce yourself.
You don't need, nobody cares.
And then they're introducing themselves with photos of them and their kids to try and go, I'm so-and-so, this is my child. It does. We've got a year.
That's not what it is.
We might have seven. No. So, you know, we'll get to know each other. So there was that. Oh, and then somebody got concerned about their child having a bit of a temperature and a bit of a cough. Was it COVID? Was anybody else's child sick?
Oh, God.
And was a slew of messages. My child did this. No, my child's fine. My child has a runny nose. My child. Well, I was a bit annoyed picking up my child because I picked them up in a cough. I dropped them off and they were fine. And it went on and on. And it was a Sunday.
Oh,
it was a Sunday.
So you just ignored them, right? Because I
ended up muting. Muted it. Yeah. But then I got kind of caught up in just, I couldn't tear my eyes away from it because it started to get a little bit, who's going to
dramatic.
I can't believe they're texting that. And then somebody got annoyed at the slew of messages about my child has this, my child doesn't have that. And decided to try and nip it in the bud. But this is after 20 minutes of messaging, very brave. And they said, can we stop? This is, we can't be messaging every time somebody's child has a sniffle or a cough. Can we get a grip? Which was my feelings, but I think they were a bit harsh in how they expressed it. But what topped it off?
Ooh, I'm so excited.
One of the parents signed off with a religious blessing. Okay. It's a non-denominational school, you know, but they signed off with their, it was a very, you know, I didn't. I
like, what do you mean? Like, God bless, like the equivalent of that.
The equivalent of that. A religious blessing, and the person who had taken such umbrage to the slew of messages about sick children in their message included, and could we kindly refrain from any religious blessings? This is a non-denominational school, is it not?
Wow.
So it's like, whoa. This is the first 24 hours of the WhatsApp group.
Wow.
There was radio silence for about half an hour. So at this point, I'm now glued to it. What's going to happen
this
next?
This is better than EastEnders.
This is like, and I was like, do I message saying?
EastEnders omnibus.
I actually immediately went... My first thought was, I'm leaving this group. I'm leaving this group. This is everything that I hate about group WhatsApp. Mm. And I thought, now if I leave the group now, that's really saying something quite pointed. And is it saying, well, how could it be read? How could it be misread, more importantly? And then somebody piped up with a thumbs up emoji in response to the person who had said enough already. And then I actually just felt very sorry for the woman who had started the whole thing.
Who said
the equivalent of a God blessing. Because she had started by being actually, I think, you don't know what somebody's going through. I think she was actually quite, you know, anxious that her child was ill. She should have obviously done it, you know, asked somebody closer to her, asked this, the call to school or something. She made the wrong decision putting it out into the group. But, and also I think, you know, there was no ill will, you know, if anything, it was her way of signing off a message to say thank you. And she piped up and she said, please forgive me, no offense meant type thing. I was just, you know, and I actually just felt very sorry for her then. And then there was just radio silence again. I was just like, I can't leave the group now. I should never have joined the group. But isn't it amazing what can
how
you
it
even
can
have
go
responded
wrong.
To her, no offense taken, you know.
I was going, I was absolutely going to say, you were just being nice. Mm. No offense taken. No, I was going to say, no need to apologize. You were just being nice. It's totally fine. But and I didn't, I think because I thought, then I'm just getting involved. I'm doing the thing that I never wanted to do. So you're either in or you're out. But I've currently done nothing. So that's probably even worse now. I've just.
No, it's not.
I want to leave.
Yeah.
And Ross is just like, just fucking leave.
Yeah, just leave.
Don't talk about it. Just leave. Yeah. You don't have to be part of it. Any vital information will get through to you by somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's true. Once you have the numbers of a couple of people, I mean, what is it actually for? Like, what?
It's supposed to be for. Like, what? It's supposed to be useful, isn't it? It's supposed to go, don't forget it's such and such a day, or it's no, there's no uniform today, or don't forget the money for the blah de blah. It's, you know, or does anybody know when clubs start? It's for that. It's for useful information. But.
But there's never, like it's never just going to be
it's
that.
It's never
way.
Just,
and
it's
that
rarely
is because
to, yeah.
you've got so many different personalities, and there's the people on there that will always be the ones to complain. When we first signed up for Lewis's WhatsApp group in Madrid, like that, Eva, within signing up, now it was my friend Esther was the group administrator, and she gave a very, very, very strict list of rules of this is how this group, this is what this group is meant for.
Good. Yeah.
This is how you're supposed to behave. This is how you're supposed to respond. This is what you are not supposed to speak about. And of course, people didn't listen. And so what's useful, I find, about them is that people show their true colors in a WhatsApp group. So you can kind of get to know, oh, something you might have looked at and gone, oh, I could be friends with that person. I have seen how they are in WhatsApp groups. I'm like, I want fucking nothing to do with that person. So,
so it has its uses. It has its uses.
So aside from like, the information. Right, I'm so-and-so's mom. Well, I'll be avoiding you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, good.
Not really convinced you need to be on the bloody group.
Yeah,
I'm not either. You need to know something. There's one other parent.
Exactly. You'll be told, you'll find out. Yeah. Exactly.
But I have left groups, Eva, and that's very liberating.
I haven't left a lot of groups because I have the fear of this, the popping up, Deirdre O'Kane has left the group.
Oh, well, it absolutely will pop up.
But you know what my biggest problem with them is? My biggest problem is that I'm out somewhere. I might be at work or I'm a thing and I haven't looked at my phone for an hour. And the next thing it goes, 15 notifications. Yeah. I think someone's died. So I think, oh, Jesus Christ, something is wrong. Something is wrong. So I go to the thing and it's, oh, it's the Irish dancing group giving the notifications for the times of the next fesh. Like, you're going, I never have 15 notifications. So I just jump to panic straight away.
But would you, if you weren't worried about offending anybody, would you leave the group?
Well, I wouldn't leave that one, for example, because I need to know the details of the friggin' fesh and the times, and that's where they're going to be. So
they are a necessary.
But I honestly don't look at them. But now I don't look at them. I go, oh, there's a WhatsApp group, and I don't look at the messages.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah,
I just ignore them. You can't actually just ignore them.
Yeah, I do, and I ignore them too.
It takes you 1 second to look at it and realize, oh, that's about nothing, and that's it. Now I know when there's 15 or 20 notifications on my phone, it's a WhatsApp group. So and nobody's dead. Because if there's somebody is dead, it's going to be one of my family members ringing over again.
You'd like to think you'd get a phone call, not a text message.
That's the problem. But that's the
problem. Dead.
Yeah, you get missed calls. It's
broken heart emoji.
It's missed calls. But that's
big
what it
sad
is.
Big tear emoji. Ooh, everybody's dead.
Yeah, but it's not the WhatsApp group to say, guess what? So-and-so's dead.
I used to keep my phone in another room in Madrid. One night there was 53 messages on the phone and I hadn't looked at it for 2 hours. 53.
Yeah. Nobody needs that in their lives.
Yeah, you can always, I suppose, just leave by saying, lads, I'm so sorry. I have to leave this. I have way too many groups on my phone. That's just polite, isn't it? Then it's just good. Just too much on my phone. I have to go. God bless.
God bless. It's stressful though. It is anxiety producing.
Well, because I mean, like, it literally could not have got off to a worse start. It was on a Sunday. 60 messages that went sour, somebody having a pop at the person that, you know, like it was like literally that's how we kicked it off. I was just like, oh my God, that's
really bad. That is really
why
bad.
I've always just been completely anti WhatsApp proof of 9 years because they're just dreadful. They can go sour.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody has to have a fucking.
People opinion. Are bonkers. Opinion. They're just bonkers.
People are cunts.
That cannot be the name of this week's podcast. People are cunts.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I want to know about your compression suit, Eva, that you mentioned.
I had a treatment at the weekend, which I didn't realize I was having that kind of treatment. I thought I was going for a much needed massage. I was treating myself to, I thought, a deep tissue massage, and it was a new place, and she explained to me on the phone. She says, I can incorporate massage into it, but really it's like what do you call those things where you get I'm having a moment.
Oh, she's having a moment. I like when other people have moments. I find it very comforting for myself.
What is it?
Oh, yeah, lymphatic drainage.
Lymphatic drainage. Yeah. Thank you, D. Yeah. Okay, oh, helping me out of a moment. You're having a moment.
Give me the drainage tip. I only know about one kind of drainage. I don't know anything about plumbing. I know about lymphatic. Yeah.
So I was like, this is what she's suggesting. I'm like, okay, fine, go. And I was put into, first off, a body stocking, all in one white body stocking. That was sort of like, it was quite sort of sci-fi. Like I felt like I was going out in some...
And I wouldn't say they're attractive looking.
No,
you look at yourself in the mirror and those.
I was in a Ridley Scott film, but I wasn't...
Yeah, but you weren't getting paid.
Nobody's going to see it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was paying them too much as well. That was the other thing. Very expensive, I discovered afterwards. And basically, I was hoovered for an hour. I lay in a bed... And she hoovered me. She had these big long tubes coming out from the machine with little kind of suckers. Have you seen this would remind me of the film Wall-E?
Yeah.
Remember Wall-E? Do you remember little Mo, who was the guy, the little robot that hoovered up all the mess?
Yes.
It was like little Mo's at the end of these tubes who would just like hoover up and down your body. I was like, right.
This isn't the dream now.
This isn't, I'm not feeling any hands.
No massage,
no scented oils. I'm just in a really unflattering white body stocking.
I'm being hoovered in an eyelash.
Yeah. And then she said, I'm going to move on to the face. She was lovely. She was absolutely lovely. The
nicest God for that.
She was actually lovely company, thankfully.
We'll join her WhatsApp group. Yeah. What's your WhatsApp group? You're lovely.
That's the name of the group. She's like, going to move on to your face now. It's like lymphatic drainage on the face. That's not a thing. It is a thing.
Hoovered your face then?
She hoovered my face with smaller little hoovers. But whilst she was hoovering my face, she put me into a compression suit. And I was like, what's that now? So she said, if you want a loop break, if you want a glass of water. So I got up and I went to the toilet, came back, and there was this, it was like a NASA
astronaut suit. It was like an astronaut suit lying on the bed. And she said, "In you get into that now?" I was like, "Right, okay." And I get.
Considering you thought you were getting a massage, this is like way out there.
And she zipped it up the sides, big massive like industrial zips up the side of the body. It kind of stops just, no, it stops at your waist. That's it. It doesn't go up past your chest. Stops at your waist. And she sort of hoovered my face. And I said, "And what does the suit do?" And she said, "You'll see now." And she pressed a couple of buttons and it compresses. So it gets tighter and tighter and tighter. Like you are being crushed.
Like as if you're having your blood pressure, like as if you're getting your...
Exactly, like you're getting your blood pressure, but it's all over your body. Yeah.
Lovely, not pleasant. Not at all.
What if you were,
you know, well, you know,
claustrophobic or something.
And well, I suffer from panic attacks, as we know.
Yeah, of course.
And touch wood, haven't had one in a while. Well, I nearly had one on the...
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm squeezed. I don't know if I like this. And just as you get to the point where you go, "Oh, I don't like this," it releases. And you go, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Cool, what does this do, really? What does this suit do?" And she said, "Well, it's sort of the equivalent of, you know, getting a massage and the hands, you know, pressing down in your skin body, and kneading you." She says it's like that, but in a suit. And that combined with the hoovering is supposed to release toxins, help fluid retention. I was like, right.
But no relaxation, no lovely oil.
I just wanted a rub. That's all I wanted.
And you got a hazmat suit.
Oily rub. And I got...
And a blood pressure treatment, basically.
Now, when you were booking the massage, let's say, had you heard that this place did an alternative massage treatment? Did you know anything about the suit? Like, what did you book when you booked?
I booked their signature treatment, which absolutely said, but I said compression soup. I had no idea what that was. I thought it was like you kind of wrapped up in kind of a cocoony type thing and held. Okay.
Yeah, maybe somebody would just like cradle you in their arms for a while.
Your Honor. A rub in a cocoon.
What a disappointment.
Signature now, did it treatment. Work? How did you feel afterwards at home? Did
no
you
difference.
Feel? No.
No. And they kept saying you didn't really see the benefits the next day and
nothing.
I don't know.
It's a load of baloney. You would have loved a nice aromatherapy massage and some nice smells of oils.
I would have.
And a woman having a good old need and going, "Oh, you have an awful knot there."
That's what I wanted. Yeah. That's what I needed. And that's what I'm happy to spend money on. Is kind of go, because I'm right now, I'm feeling so good with you rubbing me in all the right ways. That's worth every penny. But when I'm actually being compressed and
hoovered.
It's not enjoyable.
Hoovered. Into a nylon stocking, we'll hoove you, and then we'll give a bit of blood pressure treatment all over your body. Squeeze the living daylights out of you.
Yeah.
That sounds horrendous. Horrendous. Anyway, my days of treatments are over. I gave up on them a long time ago.
Why?
First of all, do you know what, again, this is age. Okay, so there's a couple of, if I was to have a massage now, I used to enjoy a massage, but now I have a bit of my arm, just here, I'm showing you on the Zoom, that can't be touched or I'll hop off the bed, right? I've had it seen to, I've had it x-rayed to make sure it's nothing sinister. They said, "Nah, it's just a little pocket of fluid." It's very sore. If one of the kids or anyone hits off me here, it's sore. I just have to live with it. I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to go pay 60 quid every time for a laser treatment or some other kind of treatment to get rid of it. Like, I don't give a shit as long as nobody bangs into my arm. But therefore, I kind of massage. I'd have to say, "Don't touch me right
don't
arm.
Don't touch my arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. Don't mess around with me neck because I get vertigo. So if anybody kind of mismanages me head or me neck, it seems to be very delicate and I could get dizzy. So I'm like, don't touch that.
Oh, really?
So I've reached the point of just, I need certain parts not touched. So do you know what?
What could they touch?
A bath and it'll be free. So I now invest in nice oils for the bath and I light candles. And I think that's way better than any massage. I'd have to be in real pain now to need a proper, and even then just a proper person who knows how to give a proper sort of sports massage. And
You can't beat a proper massage is just... heaven, I guess, just
If they get into the knots and it releases all your shoulder aches and pains, and that's to me heaven. Head, neck, shoulders, and feet. You can forget about the rest of the body. I'm not interested in legs or tummy or anything like that, but head, neck, shoulders, and feet. And you just float out of a place.
The compression suit sounds horrific.
the worst massage I ever had. I was working away somewhere and I booked in for a massage. And environment is generally sort of helps, you know, if it's a nice sort of room and there's nice music playing, there's smells good and blah, blah. This wasn't one of those rooms. It was just like where you'd expect a football team to change into their gear before a match or out of it. It was just an old, you know, tiled, cold, smelly, damp room with a rickety old bed in it. And that's where I was having my massage. So it wasn't a great start.
Not a candle in sight.
Candle in sight. And the woman was very abrupt and was on the phone when I arrived. So she sort of pointed me into the room and, you know, pointed at the bed. So I sort of got ready, got on the bed and then waited for her to get off the phone for about 10, 15 minutes. And then she finally came in. There was aircon. It was very hot where we were. There was aircon in the room. So the room was very, very chilly and the aircon was just sort of above the bed. She eventually came in and this point I'm sort of there going, this is not a great start, but okay, maybe she's just very good at what she does. It's like, it's not about the surroundings, it's about her technique. She finally comes into the room, she gets deep heat and really roughly rubs the deep heat into my shoulders and neck, just really like as if, you know, may as well be, you know, my kind of the way you scrub a floor. She's like rubbed it in the neck and shoulders. And I was like, this is deep heat. And definitely this unmistakable smell of deep heat. And I was like,
oh, you wouldn't mistake it.
This is not great. And then she walked out. She did like a rough rub for about 4 minutes and then she walked out. And I lay on this bed with this cold aircon above me, heat. So the heat of the deep heat hitting cold air just makes you feel like you're burning. It's just like, I felt like I was burning. And I lay there and I lay there and 10 minutes passed and I'd say 20 minutes passed.
Oh no.
I was seething. My blood starts to boil. I was burning in that weird kind of, I don't know whether I'm hot or cold, but it's just really unpleasant on my neck and shoulders. And I was like, oh, okay, fuck this. I got up, I got dressed and I walked out and she said something to me and I was like, forget about it. I said, that was just, forget about it. I said, I'm not paying you. That wasn't a massage. I'm not paying you. I walked out.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Wow. You really have had the experiences. I mean,
no, there was the sunburned legs.
Really? And
the deep heat massage, the compression suit.
It's losing the tan and the hammam.
I am proud of you that you communicated to that woman. No, this isn't. Yeah, I'm not paying.
Yeah, for all my, because we know that I can be a bit too polite for my own good. That was
that was good.
I was seething and I was also burning, like freeze burn. It was just like the weirdest sensation.
Hell, absolute hell. Yeah. Yeah. You reminded me of a story when you were talking about her being a bit gruff. At my hen night, we went to a spa. I won't name it, but it was down in Cork, and one of my friends. We all were having different treatments, and one of them was being covered in this green mud-like stuff. Do you know yourself?
Yeah.
Bit of seaweed, mud from the west coast of Ireland here, covered in green, and you lie in that, and then we're going to shower you, and we shower it off. So one of my friends was covered in the green mud, and then as she was having her shower, she said, the woman was very gruff, a very gruff manner. She said to her, lift up your breast. Lift up your breast so that she could like hose down the green stuff from underneath. As she said, a little trip to a camp of some kind. She said the indignity and the horror. She was just like, the whole experience was just horrendous. It was like, oh my God. Like, obviously my boobs are hitting the floor now. The woman has had to tell me to lift it up. And she was traumatized. She was actually traumatized from the experience. Lift up your breast. And just the whole attitude.
No, when they're bad, they're like you say, it's the indignity of it. It's like, and then the idea of having to pay for it. When they're bad, it's a really awful experience.
Yeah. I've kind of stopped. I'm not into it. Yeah. Even beautiful spas take an awful long time.
I'm guaranteed. If you're guaranteed a good treatment, Yeah. Oh, I mean, no. You can lock the doors and throw away the key. I'll say yeah. they're yeah, for
yeah, really. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I've good. Kind of, no, I even a lovely massage by the end of it, I still feel a bit. I would have preferred a walk. And a bath, you know, I'm all for the baths with the candle. You know, I could have been reading a book for an hour. I just know I'm past it.
You're past it.
I'm not a spa girl. Yeah. I've realized
Okay.
I know some people just like spa. Spa is everything. And I'm just not that person. I'll tell you what, another story that remains in my head was a friend of a friend who went for a massage in Thailand off a street. Mm-hmm. And she was having a lovely massage. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, she was afforded a happy ending by the male masseuse. She was a female.
Yeah.
Oh. And she wasn't expecting, wasn't asked. It just progressed to this.
Oh, yeah.
And the next thing, it was happening.
Was it a happy?
I think
ending?
It was very happy. It was too nice for her to be saying, "Oh, stop." It was like, "Oh, that's all right then." Oh God, that's very good.
You're offering.
And in fact, relayed the information that it was the best sexual experience of her life.
Wow. Are you serious?
And then he just walked his room, said nothing, just finished her
cheerio night
ending and left the room and she came out and handed him her money and said, "Thanks very much.
See you next week.
See you.
See you next week.
See you next Friday." Isn't that something else, though? Isn't that amazing. Quite the experience?
Yeah.
You know, I've thought about that way too much.
We should leave it there.
We really should. This week's X-rated podcast.
Nah.
Not everyone's a cult comes to you from Deirdre, Eva, and Sarah Jane.
You're welcome. See you next Tuesday. This week's episode is titled "See You Next Tuesday." Thank you so much for listening. Come back again next week. We need you. We love you. Bye.
Just before we go this week, we decided we would love to hear from you, our lovely listeners. Apparently, we have a very loyal following. And our email address is doksjeb@gmail.com. So if you'd like us to discuss anything, answer any of your questions, we can just be here for you, you know. We'd love that. doksjeb@gmail.com. Gracias.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.